What's going on, y'all? This is DJ Ambush. You're listening to The Numbers 96.7 FM and streaming online everywhere at TheNumbersWithTheZ.fm. It is sneaker week here in Portland. There's a lot going on. I have been blessed to be sitting in the presence of two movers and shakers here in the city. You know, I don't want to go on too many tangents. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
You know what I'm saying? Moving and shaking.
Yeah, a little shimmy, little shimmy. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Oh, my name is Rashonda Brooks. I'm with YGB Portland. My pronouns are she, her, and magnificent. And I'm very happy to be here with Ambush and Danny B.
Hey.
My name is Danny B. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, it's Danny Danger. I am a local musician, actor, and community member. So, you know, I'm always glad to be called upon to learn more about the community and engage with folks anytime that I can. So I'm glad.
Perfect. Perfect. I mean, that's the purpose of the station here. We want to make sure we can do everything we can to connect community wherever we are. You know, gentrification has played a huge factor in spreading us all throughout, you know, Portland and surrounding areas. So anything we can do with the station to create a platform for black and brown voices here, you know, this will be all about. So I want to get into what YGB has going on first. I want to prioritize the schedule, the happenings, the goings-ons.
So YGB is doing My People's Market this weekend. My People's Market is a huge event that brings BIPOC, black and brown vendors together. They focus on black and brown businesses. That's what's happening this weekend, August the 6th, the 7th, and 8th. I remember you touching on gentrification. This market is a way to see us, bring us together, and just have the love, the vibe that we always bring when we're together. So it's basically like a family, a huge family gathering. So there'll be food, there'll be entertainment. So I encourage people to show up on tomorrow, which is Friday, from 4 to 8. That's the opening day of the market. We will be providing some wellness services for free for all BIPOC community members. So you can get some sound bowl healing from Graciela. You can get your oracle and Reiki done by Sarah. You can also get astrology reading by Nika. So come through. Oh, and also, excuse me, a nice chair massage from Aimea. Like, there are some key services happening from 4 to 8 on Friday. And then the market also will be in attendance, still popping with the music, the entertainment, our beautiful hosts, Danny B and Tahira. So come through. And Saturday and Sunday, it will be 12 to 6 on both of those days. And then also, it's just so many things to say. We're going to have an after party at Sante's Bar on the 8th. So it's just lots. Like, go on the My People's Market website to see all the people who are going to be performing and doing their thing. Dina B is going to be the DJ the first night. It's so much good talent. I cannot tell you about everything. So I need you to just look on our Instagram. Look on My People's Market. It's just come through.
So if people wanted to, you know, stay in the know with everything YGB has going on, what would be the best way to do that?
Right now on our Instagram is YGB Portland. So it stands for Young Gifted Black and Brown Portland. That's the best way. Apologies if the information is a little slow to get there, but that is the best way to find out information about us. And we're also on Facebook.
And, you know, I could relate to apology. I could relate to the apology. Information getting slow to get to our social media and, and all of our marketing platforms because we're so busy getting it done. And then the event's there and it's like, oh, man. The post ends up going up that day or the night before. I can totally relate
to that. I got to be clear with people. We're a small team. So it's not lightning fast. We're a small team. So I thank for all the grace and stuff people give us.
Yeah, I tell the homies that we got more email addresses than employees.
Hello. So when people ask me what I do, I say send emails.
Danny, you performing this weekend? You just hosting? And I don't mean just, but
I am taking on the role of a host this weekend.
All right.
Usually I am strictly the performer. Okay. So this is a new bag for me.
Okay.
And
she's going to get it.
I am happy to be in that bag and collect that bag.
Tight.
But yeah, I'll be hosting this year. But if anyone wants to see me perform, I do have performances all throughout August that people are more than welcome to come out and vibe with me on.
Sorry, tell us a little bit about your performances and what it is you do.
So I perform in many different variations of bands and sounds.
Okay.
I'm in a soul band. On nights, you can see me singing jazz with, you know, my jazz crew. R&B to, you know, my original music. Speaking of that, shout out to The Lots. I will be having a show there with People Music.
Nice.
And all of their featured artists on August 14th.
Okay.
Let me double check that.
She's an amazing artist, y'all.
You know, I do what I can do. I do what I can do. Listen, and I can do a lot. So
listen, my ears perked up when she said jazz, because we are currently booking for jazz artists for our Jazz in the Park event.
Oh my gosh. On August 29th.
You know, I've been seeing that. There's a saxophonist playing in the upcoming one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's up? You have my email.
I do. I'll reach out to your team. My people will contact your people. And we'll get that together.
You know? So, okay, that date was correct. So Saturday, okay, cool. August 14th, I will be with People Music at The Lot, and we have an outside show for their summer festival. And I'll be doing all of my original music, which can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, you know, the whole works.
Okay, I need all the links. I need you to connect with our music coordinator. We need all the joints.
Listen,
send it all through.
I'll send you anything.
Good.
Listen, that's easy.
I want people to understand that I am in full belief and support of artists, and the way that works is by paying them. So I know it sounds real casual. Yeah. They're gonna listen to it like, oh. And that he asked her to come out on the 29th. Is she going to be there? Okay, cool. No, understand that conversation, because we're at that level.
Yeah.
That conversation has dollars attached to it.
Yeah.
I hate doing these. I mean, you know, I'm going to go off on a tangent. Y'all better start paying people.
All the time.
All right.
We pride ourselves in paying people, and paying people well. Like, mm-hmm. match the rate or go higher.
Mm-hmm. Or go higher.
Ooh, energy.
Yeah. For real.
Energy.
This just, I'm so amazed.
You know, I didn't take you for a rude person, so I knew you weren't going to bring that up without being like, yes. Like,
but you know what? I thank you for that.
Yeah.
But I do come from an age bracket and a gender where we're so used to, why don't you just come out and do it? It'd be a good look for you, give you some exposure. You know, all the crap that goes, if you don't pay people, aren't you charging? Are you not selling tickets to this event?
Exposure don't pay rent.
Exposure, you can't pay a single cell phone bill. None. Mm-mm. There's no like PayPal, debit, exposure. There's never an option for exposure to pay a single bill. Like, you're tripping.
I can't pay my car insurance on exposure.
Nothing. No matter how hard you try. They don't give you the option.
Mm-mm.
No.
So, that being said.
So, right.
I appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We got to constantly be an example to each other, like, and just have people understand the importance of our art and how we should cherish it. Like, if somebody ain't trying to pay you right, then, you know,
no.
Netflix it.
No, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Like, and be just clear about communication, too. That's like, it. For sure, you know, I understand that people have all types of apprehensions and different things going on, but, like, sometimes, as we are talking about pay, money, monetarily, I feel that, and also just really be clear about where you're at. Don't try to, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, a trade is the look. A trade will work.
Sometimes. Don't make that the way you do everything.
No, No.
Because sometimes the trade is more valuable than, you know, the currency.
Exactly.
So,
sure.
But yes. Like you, that's selective. Everything in moderation.
Yes. Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
So
real.
Talk to me more about YGB and like What was, like, you just woke up one day and was like, oh, this is what we're doing? Like, how did this come about?
Okay, so real, excuse me as I'm messing with the mic. So I didn't start YGB. My homie started YGB in 2015. And it was kind of like that, meaning that they were already living in Portland, going to these events, and like the promo didn't match what was really happening. So my good friend Natalie was like, you know what, we gonna do our own thing or whatever. So YGB started initially as throwing parties for the BIPOC, for the Black and Brown community here. Then we got into more community activations, and it just started growing from there. And then my People's Market, we were reached out to by the lovely Michelle Comer, who was like, can y'all come and perform? And we're like, that's not what we do. We help provide the entertainment. We provide. Right. We know the people that can perform. Right. And ever since then, it's been like one of the happiest things I've been doing ever since. So
when you said with some of those shows y'all were attending, the what was happening wasn't matching the market angle. What do you mean? Expand on that.
So this is just an example. If you say like it's a party and it's gonna be like blah blah blah, something booty bounce or reggae or just like some other genre that people that look like us enjoy, and then you show up and it's like, you know,
barely any of us.
And then also sometimes promo can be a little disrespectful. I'm not gonna get into no long thing about that, but that's a thing too. So it was just like the vibes weren't matching the audience at which they were trying to cater to. And I also understand the demographic here in Portland, but we're still here. We're still here.
So what have you done to kind of counteract that? Because I, you know, I experienced that too in some of the conversations I've been having with people. They're always like, ain't nothing going on. And, you know, I can't ever find Black people. And for me, like, I had a sense of community when I moved here because I was visiting for so long. I was out here visiting for like 4 years. And then also I'm a DJ, so I'm always going to places to, you know, perform where I'm seeing a bunch of us anyway. So when people be like, I can't find Black people in Portland, I'm like, well, you're not going to find them from your couch. From a standpoint where you're providing entertainment and creating events, what were some of the tools that you use to, you know, create a network around these artists you're providing the platform for?
So, number one, YGB prioritizes our platform for Black and Brown people. That's who we're putting on. That's who we do it for. That's what it is. What has worked specifically in my experience with doing this too is that I already came into a situation where there was community. So I moved here from another place and I already had like a family that lived here, and then I had the homies that I was talking about. So that just helped, you know, integrate me in it. And also I'm the type to look for it as well. You know, I'm not, like you said, I'm not just going to sit on my couch and talk about what's not happening. I'm about to try to figure out what is happening. Like, I try not to come from a place of lack and all of that. That's just not me, and no diss to anybody that whatever. But yeah, I seek it out. I sought it out. And as you continue to meet people, people tell you, connect, people do reach out, you know, all types of stuff. And I also like connecting people. I find joy in doing that, you know, as well. So as they say, if I ain't got it, I'm about to connect you who do got it, and I'm gonna help you figure out how to get it. So all of those different things. But yeah, YGB, all our platform is about Black and Brown people, how to uplift, support, provide. That's what we do. That's what we're here for.
That's perfect. I do appreciate you, you know, you know, dig to those people.
Yeah.
I diss them. I don't care.
YGB has been extremely fundamental in my integration into Portland as well. Because I'm not from here originally.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida originally.
Okay.
Parents are from the Caribbean, first gen Jamaican American.
Nice.
So, you know, moving to Portland, I was out here by myself. Like, no one. And I went to Portland State University, shout out alum. As I was like studying jazz there, I was so immersed in that I really wasn't going outside of the community. You know, I was just studying. I lived close to, I didn't live like in student housing, but I lived close. So I was like home, school, food, you know,
and then back to it.
Practice, you know. And YGB reached out to me like my sophomore year.
For summer snack.
Yeah.
So how'd you find Danny?
I think a homie put us on. It might have been Blossom.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. But it was definitely like,
you know, I actually think it might have been Sarah.
Sarah Clark?
No, Sarah Brahim.
Oh, possibility. Okay. Apologies to whoever hooked us up with Danny B. But thank you for
someone. Because right. I don't think that I had met Blossom quite yet.
Okay.
But either way, the community was
working. The community worked in our favor. Working.
And Blossom is, you know, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's that girl? Hey.
But yeah, so like ever since then, you know, I had just, that was my start of like going even to the east side of Portland was for a YGB event.
That she performed and did great.
Nice.
So, you know, like definitely always connecting, always plugging in those dots for, you know, people that are coming into the community as well. So it's very, very important.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah, man. Finding your sense of community is not going to happen from the crib. I'm sorry. And for a lot of us that have transplanted out here, that moved out here, you're not going to find it at your day job. No. Be aware of the demographic. You
know fortunately, what I'm saying? I can stay at my day job, but that's a side note.
Oh, yeah. All right. So where are you from originally?
Chicago, Southside. Okay.
So I'm from Philly. My mother is Jamaican.
What?
My father's Nigerian, so you know.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah. So I can definitely can relate to, you know, first off, the pressure from immigrant parents.
Speak on it.
Listen, you're just not going to be out here just doing whatever. No. And it's not always easy for us to go into the art world because that's not medicine. That's not law. It's very limited. Like, what else are you doing? Why, you know?
Quick side note, I was in med school before. I became a musician.
Right.
I was almost finished with my prereqs and was on my way and was like, you know what? I'm going to give something else a try. Had no musical background.
Wow.
Nothing.
So what was the inclination?
that I was going to be a star.
That's a, you know what? I am not mad at this. Like, what do you mean? Like,
the vibes told me to pursue this other thing.
I moved only on vibes. Like,
wow.
That's that Pisces in me.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. My gosh. So give me the game plan, Shonda. Like,
okay.
5 years from now.
Oh, ish. I mean, excuse me.
Totally fine. Oh, yeah. 5 years from now, YGB, what do you say?
Oh. I would like us to have a physical space that I can turn over to the community. I would like us to have some type of, also including like some type of housing for artists here.
Okay.
Because the turnover rate for housing is like a lot. And I've personally experienced that as well. And, I would just like, I would like some type of physical, tangible space that Black or brown people can be in, have, and it continues to, you know, go through the community. And that's, you know, I see, of course, us continue to grow in other ways, continue to, like, connect with other community members, definitely connecting with more Portland-based community members, because I also know that there are a lot of Black and brown Portland natives, and we try to connect with them as well. And that's also important to us because we don't ever want to come in and act like, you know, we created this thing. Preach. I mean, it's about what's here and how to continue to uplift that. So, continue to just to foster these connections and such. And, and continue to do big things. Continue to amplify the vibe. And,
I am in awe of what you're trying to do. Now, in awe of what you are doing.
Thank you.
Both of you. This is amazing. Is we doing a festival or not? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, my gosh. So, funny thing. my beautiful cousin, Vaughn Kimmins, has been talking about, like, an outdoor Black and brown festival for a while now. Okay. I know some other homies who've also mentioned that. Okay. I mean, you know, we're in this panini right now. So let's just kind of see how that works.
It's true. Delta is well,
you know
Delta
what I'm saying? We ain't gonna talk on that too much. We ain't gonna talk about that too much. We are on the positive vibes. I just wanted to address it real quick because we don't want to ignore it too much.
Yes, we can.
But the point is, I would love to at some point, okay, eventually.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, know this.
Okay.
You know, I've already made one offer here for mm-hmm. August 29th. Mm-hmm. We're taking a break in our summer series in September. Then we're coming back mid-September with some other events. Mm-hmm. I would more than love yeah. to turn over one of those dates to YGB out here in the parklet. Okay. And you just do all the programming. All right. We will support sound.
On the record.
On the record.
On the record. And we'll work out the budget. Because, yes. yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, that's y'all killing it. This is everything y'all saying is what I'm trying to do.
Thank you.
And what we're all doing. So it's yeah. like more of this, mm-hmm. like what you were saying earlier, as far as like connecting people, like I get joy out of that. Oh, you
yeah.
do what?
Yeah.
You have to meet the
right.
homie.
Right there. Right there. They are.
You have to meet the homie. Right. The yes. homie. Oh, right. There. There's a bag over there. Y'all uh-huh. go get that bag.
Right. Go yes. get it.
I don't have to have any of that. That's y'all bag.
None of it.
Yeah, get it away from me. That's your bag. That bag don't got my name on it.
It has your name
right.
on it.
Right. And you know what would happen right. if I tried to get your bag?
It won't work.
It won't work.
It'll disintegrate.
Sweaty. I'm going to mess up my shoes.
Right.
All the bad things.
And we don't want to mess up no shoes.
Come on now. I didn't Hello? Pay for, for that
no.
to happen.
No.
So now y'all got to go. I appreciate y'all yes. so much. Thank you so much mm-hmm. for your time. Mm-hmm. Please, before we leave, let the people know where they need to be following y'all on social media.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more thing, too.
Yes.
Bringing up the market again.
Yes.
It's this weekend. The Northwest Park Blocks My People's Market, which is going to happen August the 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can go to at My People's Market on Instagram. You can also find it on Facebook. If you want to follow YGB, it is YGB Portland. We're on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. You can find me at the market. I'll probably be bopping around. Remind me to eat. I will definitely have water on deck. I think that's everything. I'm Rashonda Brooks. I love y'all. Thank you. Keep it black. Keep it beautiful.
Hey.
Yes. Okay. How do I follow that outro?
You got it.
It's been a pleasure. This is the first time for me. So thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much. And thank you. I'm excited to meet people this weekend. So yeah. if you are hearing this, you listen back to this, Danny B wants to meet you. Come up, say what's up.
Don't be weird.
Don't
be weird. Don't be weird.
We won't be weird. Mm-mm. We won't be weird.
I mean, weird can be cute, but excuse me. I'm all in your outro.
We're gonna have a good time.
Yes.
All good vibes, good energy, good flow. I'm putting that out into the universe. My Instagram is Danny Danger Zone. And I'm gonna plug my boo, even though she's not here. Mm-hmm. The other host, Tyhara. Her Instagram is just at Tyhara. It's TYHARRA. And my Instagram is Danny Danger Zone, DANI Danger Zone. And then speaking of that Lots show that I have on August 14th, please follow We Are People Music for any information on that show. So nice. We'll see y'all this weekend. Come on, pull up.
Boom.
Thank you, the numbers. Shout out to Britton. We love you.
Hey, Britt. All right, y'all. Make sure you pop through. Spread the word. Play this for as many people as possible, even after the fact. If you happen to miss any of it, make sure you're following on social media so you can catch everything coming up. And support artists. Support us. All right, we out.